But if you want, we could fuck around and experiment with other things after the podcast. Yeah?
No. Yeah, let's go.
Okay. And welcome back to Blowback.
Oh, wow. That was the opening?
What's going on, everybody?
I like it. Welcome back to the Joe Rogan Experience.
No, my name's Joe Rogan. That's not... We're not Joe Rogan.
Well, speak for yourself. Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
So have you ever tried whippets in a bathroom
when
stall?
When I was elk hunting in Canada?
Have you ever tried mushrooms and psychedelics?
I actually don't know what
I saw a video on YouTube the other day that was just... Joe Rogan used to get way too high before every podcast. It was in my recommended.
And
so what was it? Just a rewind?
I didn't watch it. I just saw it.
You didn't want to watch that? That's definitely something.
Dude, there's so much stuff in your recommended on YouTube is just fucked. Like, I don't know why. You guys ever see shit that you're like, what did I watch that YouTube thinks that I would want to watch this? It's like the top 10 furries of 2020. I'm like, why would I want to know what that is even?
I mean, my friends yesterday were watching the... World Tetris finals or whatever. No. So
I hate that.
Why?
That's how they spent their New Year's Eve, like during the day before they went to the bar. They're watching the Tetris finals because it was what was on. They found
Tetris
it.
Is an old ass Nintendo game.
They were watching it.
Have you guys ever heard of the Nintendo? I think it's called the Nintendo Championships.
Never.
Nope.
So, I mean, basically, it was. I can't remember how much time it was. I think it was in 5 minutes or three or something. I don't know. But basically all it was you have to beat, I think, the first level of the original Super Mario World or Mario World, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fuck off. And then and then you had... That's my doctor. Yeah, I got a bunch of shit going wrong. And then you had to beat Excitebike. I think, if you guys know what that old game is.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was
Nintendo. I remember
it was
the game of Animal Crossing.
Anyway, and then with the remaining time that you have left, you just play Tetris. And then there was some, like, multiplier to figure out your score. Huh. Or maybe it was just the Tetris score. But anyway, like, I believe Nintendo actually made, like, official cartridges of this. But they're super rare. And now they sell for, like, $10,000.
So it's like a speed run game?
Well, yeah.
Huh.
Jeez.
Man. But imagine if you had this. You're like, this is the dumbest game ever. It's literally like 3 minutes of other bits of games. And so you just like put in your storage locker and you find it's worth 10 G's.
There's shit like that. Like the stupidest things that you may have that are just old and they're just worth a stupid amount of money.
Yeah.
I wanna make an exclaimer before we like keep going. Like I'm
an
sick.
Exclaimer?
And, yeah, an sure, exclaimer? Yeah, well, if you're exclaiming, you gotta shout.
I'm sick. Brandon's dying, and Quentin dropped his kid again. So
okay. Yeah, he is like extra dead now.
Whoa.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, I feel like once you drop a kid and it dies once, then after that, the dropping doesn't.
Yeah,
make it
it's like
worse.
It's like people are like, "Oh, you're a bad parent." I'm like, well, he's already dead.
Yeah, exactly. He was already dead before I dropped him.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's this like cold going around right now.
Yeah, you gave this to me.
3 weeks.
I got this when I came to your Christmas party. I get there and your mom and everyone's like, oh, like all of us are sick from our vacation. Yeah. And then we made out, Scott.
Yeah.
And then I got sick.
That's crazy.
And I know you gave it to me and I'm fucking pissed.
That's crazy.
Don't.
I can't believe you told everybody on the podcast that, and Quentin. Now there's something going on down under the table
that we make
you
out.
Can't see. Yeah.
Well, he was going to find out because he knows that you had it, and then he was going to get it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, actually.
I see what's going on.
I already felt a little tickle in my sinuses.
Oh, so. I got you. So TJ is going to be the one that's just sad that he didn't get it.
Yes, sad.
Do you think you got it from your vacation?
I sat out on... I don't know if I got it on my vacation. I don't know how you get a cold when you're in...
I don't know either. Like, I mean, it
doesn't make sense.
No.
Oh, you're in 30 degree weather. Guess what? You get a cold.
But you do get like, I know what, like a ton of people get like travelers, like diarrhea or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a ton of sicknesses that you get just because you're not used to the shit that's down there. Like your antibodies are kind of built for what's going around here.
I think I probably like killed my immune system or like I just deteriorated.
Liquor and no sleep.
Well, no sleep plus the one day I had no sleep. So yeah, no sleep plus I wanted to tan one day and I either go full red because I burn or I just stay white, which I pretty much came back white.
Yeah.
But I tried for a day just to suntan like the whole day. So I fell asleep on a floaty on the the water, yeah, like, up in the pool. And I was out there for like 2 hours. My dad finally yelled at me, said, I'm going to get heat stroke if I stay out there. So I was like, okay. Came out, went and laid on the hammock, fell asleep for another hour and a half.
Face up or face down?
No, it's face up.
Just both like times?
Laying. Yeah.
Oh, did you have sunglasses on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge. Have you ever sunburnt your eyelids?
No.
That is the worst sunburn, in my opinion.
I don't want to ever experience that.
Every time you blink or open your eyes.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
It is messed up.
Not a fan of that. But yeah, so I got a heat stroke that day, I'm thinking. Oh, definitely. So I was just dead.
Mm-hmm.
With no sleep, so probably just have nothing left to fight against, and then probably one little cough, mm-hmm, on me or something like that. Boom, cold.
Yeah, wow. You found a way to ruin your vacation. Well, yeah, Quinn and I are here freezing our fucking asses off.
Mm-hmm. Last 2 days, I was pretty sick. I was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our hands look like this, so your hands can look like that.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. No cows.
Nobody can see what our hands look like.
I know. It was a great podcast joke. I feel like this really elevates it.
Mm. So yeah. Now they think I'm a piece of shit because you guys work hard and
Now?
Yeah, maybe.
As if it they might didn't
be
before?
It might be a thing.
I work hard.
Do you?
No, we've had a super chill winter. Just like talking to the people that have done the same job before us. They get fucking, mm-hmm, they have to work hard. I've been chilling. We watch movies, go to the pool, drink a few brewskis.
A few.
Yeah.
Man, why stop there?
Just whatever.
Why not a dozen?
Yeah. Also, the foreman has been asking more and more for the podcast.
For the name.
So I would say I probably have another 2 weeks left of the city.
Once.
Oh,
dude,
no.
Dude, don't say your... Oh, my God. Now I got to fucking edit that out.
Oh, boy.
Don't say names.
The foreman wants the podcast?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because I told her about it.
Okay, just tell her it's like a really... Tell her the name of like a really good, like, yeah, kind of vegan friendly podcast
that has like 3-4 guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And be like, oh, well, that's not your names. That's not your voices. Like, oh, well, you know, we changed our names and our voices.
We get them all changed up.
Yeah. Because we would never say someone's real life name in a podcast.
No. Yeah. We would never talk about murdering turtles or dropping kids.
Nothing like that. So, yeah. That's
Quinn, you still work for her too. You can't be talking like this.
I know. And man, you threw me under the bus the other week for.
I did?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, yeah, you just show her some like really good podcasts, like the Jesus Christ podcast, and then we'll write into those guys to say hi to her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll all work out.
You know what it wouldn't be a blowback unit without?
You want to explain to them what you just opened up?
Ooh, that's a crispy boy. This is an iced tea. Ooh.
And not a hard iced tea or like a liquor one. It's just I think it's brisk. Nest tea, iced tea.
Some Nest
tea. Liquor, hardly know her.
So why no liquor? Where'd your liquor go?
I am doing dry January, which, if you don't know, you're a fucking dumbass.
You just can't drink water.
You can't.
No, just no liquor for the month of January. It's like my New Year's resolution.
Is it?
Last year I quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I still haven't smoked, but I'm going to try to do it for the month of January. I feel like if you go back and listen to pretty much any blowback podcast, I at some point am talking about how like, oh, I'm an alcoholic, like liquor's ruining my life, or I'm having I have a drink in every single one. So, you know, I was like, well, maybe we could take a break.
Just give it a shot. And how's it been going?
No, not give it a shot. No shots. I said dry January.
Dry.
Okay. Gluten. Give it a cup of herbal green tea. Cup?
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So how's it been going the first 2 days of January?
Yeah, we are hour 4, no, 16. Well, hour 15 into day 2. And I'm hallucinating.
Are you?
I got the sweats.
I'm got
super
the
irritable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been wondering why you're such a bitch today.
I licked my hands after rubbing hand sanitizer on them.
Just to get a little bit.
Just to see if I could get a little taste.
Oh, man.
No, it's going well.
Quentin, do you got a New Year's resolution?
Yeah, actually, mine is kind of boring. Just this last year.
Just like you.
Thanks, wow. I'm a boring bitch.
Wow.
That's what they call me.
Wow.
Quentin Boring Bitch, my last name.
Wow.
Yep. No, last year I didn't listen to a whole lot of music. Like I normally, at the end of the year, I try counting down my top 10 albums. Mm-hmm. I think I listened to 5 albums this year. That's it. So
that's lame.
Yeah. So I am going to try to listen to 2 albums a week.
I'm not a big album guy.
No, I...
No, because I find that you have to do the hard work if you're an album listener. You have to sift through, like, 8 shitty songs to get one good one and one decent one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not about that. I'll just wait until somebody tells me that one's good, and I'll be like, okay. Or yeah. I'll just go to, like, the group's page, and I'll be like, this is their most listened one. That one's probably okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But do you ever have, like, you listen to a band's song so many times? Or yeah. Ours, and you're like, well, I need to listen to all of them.
Yeah, if it's like a band that I already know has a bunch of good songs, or like a band that I like am really into because of a couple, then maybe I'll give, like, I'll start the album off and give a few of them a listen. And then because even like artists that I love will put out fucking trash.
Oh yeah, exactly. The like time. They put out one good song on a garbage album.
Yeah, yeah. Or no good songs. And you just wasted fucking an hour of your life. Yeah, get the thing on there tight.
That happens.
Get that on there.
It do the be like that.
I bumped the table and Quentin's pop filter slid off of his mic a little bit, and he made the same face that I would expect a baby to make when you wake it up by punching it in the gut.
Yeah, he didn't even make that big of a reaction after dropping his kid.
Yeah, well, because he knew he was going to do that. That wasn't a surprise to him. Oh. That was premeditated.
Gotcha.
He told me before the podcast.
Yeah, I don't meditate anymore. So that's why I'm so pissed off all the time. So I should probably take a meditation. New Year's
resolution was to just be more pissed off.
No, he's going to be less music.
Pissed off. So I'm going to meditate more and listen to more albums. So I'm thinking 2 albums a week, 1 new album, like of either 2019 or 2020, and 1 older deep cut that I need to listen to, you know.
Well, Russ has a new album coming out January 31st. If you want to listen to some bangers.
Who's that?
Russ.
Russ?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys don't know who Russ is?
I know who Russ is. Yeah.
You don't know who Russ is?
No.
No, it's okay. What's your New Year's resolution, Scott?
Yeah, Scott.
My New Year's resolution is to, you know, make more money, work out, you know, eat health.
Wow, that's really original.
I've
wow.
never heard that, yeah.
Yeah, like... It's like everyone's New Year's resolution every year. No, I'm gonna go against them this year, and
you're gonna work out less, eat shittier food,
just do
make less money, throw opposite. All your fucking money away, but not to charity.
Yeah. Like just casinos.
Yeah. How about you gonna try to be less of an idiot?
Yeah. No, I damn it, fuck you.
Should we do it? Well, should we hop into it?
It's gonna happen.
Okay, let's fucking. So because TJ's not here today. Sadly.
TJ's not here today. TJ,
I just did all the prep for this one again, so it's a classic version of Scott's an Idiot. Oh, are you ready?
Bitch.
I'll let you weigh in after Scott goes quick.
Easy mode.
Because I'm sure that you'll get it.
This
right.
is easy well, mode.
I don't know. I don't think I got any of them.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Fact number one. A man in New Jersey failed school and then sued the school for accepting him in the first place. Fact number two. Although humans are unable... Most animals have the ability to create their own vitamin C. And fact number 3, a company in Birmingham, Alabama will take feces from your pet cat or dog and turn them into coasters.
I believe that one.
Run me through it, Scott.
What was the first one again? Sorry. I know you just put your phone down to my dick.
No, it's okay. I just want to read it word for word.
Yeah.
A man in New Jersey failed school. And then sued the school for accepting him in the first place.
He failed school?
Yeah.
And then sued them. Yeah. I feel like that's something some idiot would do in Florida. New Jersey, though, probably.
No. What? Yes. Maybe yes, New Jersey.
It's New Jersey. Oh. It's New Jersey.
Yeah. I'm forgetting facts.
The vitamin C one seems so far off. That's why it's true.
Okay.
The feces one is.
You think that's less far off than the vitamin C one?
That one's. I just. Where was that? Or just says there's a place that does it?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yep.
In Alabama.
Yep.
Ooh. I don't know.
Sorry, it's. They take your pet's feces and they. Like. Preserve it and fossilize it or something?
They make it into coasters.
Yes.
Oh, coasters.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not so weird.
That's not super weird, right?
Yeah, I do that.
Do you have your guess locked in? You don't know the actual answer, do you?
I don't know the actual answer, but I think I got it.
I think I don't have it, but I'm gonna go with a guess.
This stresses you out beyond belief.
It does.
Just so we're clear, your record's 1 and 2 right now, I think.
Yeah, okay. So I'm gonna go with... The first one. I don't think the first one's true. I don't think someone... No, someone totally did that, but that... No, I'm going with the... I'm not going to second guess. It's the first one. The first one. Someone didn't sue their school. Yeah, someone totally did. Someone didn't sue their school. I'm going with that one. Someone didn't sue their school.
Okay. Q-tip.
Fuck me.
Mine's number two.
Number two?
Yeah.
The fuck. Vitamin C one?
Yeah. Fuck.
Number
fuck.
Three is the false one.
What? You made that up?
I couldn't find anything about people turning shit into coasters. There could be. I couldn't find it on the internet, but I made that up. Yeah.
Sick fucker.
Yeah, I know.
See?
It's gross. Man. When I asked my coworker today, my partner, he also got that one wrong. I think he said that the vitamin C one was also the false one.
See, I said it's too far off, so it's got to be true.
Weird though, hey? No. How other animals can like make vitamin C, but you humans are like, no, give me a fucking orange or I'm getting scurvy.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't know. Yeah.
But like what you guys were saying though, like I feel like, I mean, it sounds gross, but it'd also be kind of like a novelty thing. Like I bet there's a ton of people that would be like, yeah, turn my dog's turd into a fucking coaster.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is. Yeah.
I mean, now that I've heard it, I kind of want to do it. TM on Turd Coaster.
Wow.
Turd Coaster,
trademark. That is a verbal trademark. That that will hold up in law.
Oh, God.
A court of law.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I thought maybe you would do... Well, the second one, I kind of figured out. It's like, you know what? You went too far out on that one. That's got to be true. Mm-hmm. It's so out of this world that it's probably true.
Okay.
The first one is one that would be so super true. It's like people are that stupid that they would do that.
Yeah.
But I was like, maybe that's why you put it in. So that's the wrong one.
If you want a little taste of my creative process, when I make these up, what I've been doing for the last like few episodes that I've been doing them myself is I will try to find... I'll try to end up with three varying levels of like real ability. Is that a word?
Outrageousness.
I don't know. Anyway, how far out they are.
Yes.
But I will try to change which one is which.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
huh.
Got to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, you definitely are. Yeah. And I'm definitely still losing. So I think it's fine.
Do you guys have anything in your house like that though? Like a turd coaster? Like something that's like your parents got and you don't know why they have it, but it's just there?
Not that I can.
No, like nothing on that level.
Nothing like that. It doesn't have to be that bad. Even to me though, like people that taxidermy their pets, that freaks me out.
What's that?
That does scare me.
What's taxidermy?
That's when you like preserve
dead
animals. Okay. So
yeah, no, like, nothing like
Chuck
that.
Chuck Testa.
Yeah.
You remember that? Are you too young to know Chuck Testa?
Yes.
Oh my God! I'm surprised you're not too young.
I'm probably on like the brink. We were talking about that earlier with like Snapchat. How I feel like, so I'm a 97 birth year. Scott's a 2000 and Quentin's a 95.
Did you say 93?
That's a 94.
Oh.
So I feel like about like 96, 97, 98, somewhere in there is where like there is this like mishmash of people using Snapchat and like a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like people younger than that age.
So 99 or, and up.
Yeah, 99 to present. They're just more so about like the Snapchat talking with like most people.
Yeah.
And people older than myself, like, you know, 90, 95 and older, those are like, they're just like, yo, just fucking text me or email me or send it by snail mail, fax,
hit my messenger. Just a letter. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a hand-delivered note.
Morse code me that shit. Yeah. Don't carry your pigeon. You guys are crazy.
I don't know. I prefer calling people more than anything. Like, I'll get fed up. I'll be texting somebody, and I'll be like, okay, this message is 14 paragraphs long.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this. I don't get expression in this. I'm just call them.
Yeah.
And then they don't accept the call and say, just text me. And I'm like,
yeah,
back to the long paragraph. It's like, it's a waste of time. I don't know.
Yeah. I like calling people too. But it's usually because I feel like your tone or message gets kind of like lessened or even misinterpreted over a text.
Mm-hmm.
So when I send a text, it's like, I'll try to be as monotone as I can. Hey, you fucktard. I mean, that's really supposed to be interpreted. It's like, hey, you fucktard. I hate you.
Yeah, you want to come off as anything.
Why do you always forget to bring your pop filter when we record?
One time.
Quentin. See, if I were to text you that, you wouldn't know how angry I was.
That's true.
That's why I have to call you and tell you to stop being a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah,
and also, I love you.
I think that's why a lot of people Snapchat, though.
Yeah.
Like, the interpretation, like...
Because of, like, how flaccid their dick is. Like, you can really tell how mad or...
Is Snapchat all dicks?
Exactly, no.
But I've never sent a picture of my face.
Scott's like, no, it's like 60%.
It's like 65%. Okay. But, like, yeah, you're sending a text, but you also see somebody's face, which you can kind of interpret.
Oh,
right?
That's the thing, too. When I snap someone, it's never my face. I only use the text option.
Really?
Yeah, unless I have the something. Shut up. Unless I have something incredibly interesting to send them, it's just I'll just use the text thing.
I do notice that.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because Quentin's like, why? Why not just text them then? It's because I am insecure and I'm going to have an Android and we don't have read receipts, but Snapchat does.
Oh, boom. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm being put on blast.
Oh, boom. Boom.
So when someone opens my Snap and then doesn't reply because they didn't like my dick, I know on Snapchat that like, oh, they've seen it and they hated it.
You know, but on Snapchat, with a text, and in your heart.
I'm like, it'll be like 3 days later and I'm like, why has my mom not replied to this?
Exactly.
She's dead in a ditch.
Oh my God.
Wow. But yeah, no, I don't know. We're a weird young generation who just texts.
Yeah, I mean, 65% dick pics. That's a little low.
Yeah.
Yeah, come those on. Are step up the game. Up. Yeah.
People that just message on Instagram though, I think are more weird.
I think they're psychopaths.
Can you message on Instagram?
Yeah.
Like the messenger things. You like, send memes on there for the most part. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to do. But then there's people that actually like, talk on there and it's like,
can you send pictures?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's another
full nine yards.
It's another D-pic potential.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Wow.
It is.
That should have been my New Year's resolution. Instead of giving up alcohol, I should have just seen how many different places I could
send dick pics.
Yeah, because they got to block you on each individual one, right?
Ooh. We start you on Ask FM. We start you for right off the bat.
I remember I was never really, I don't think I had Ask FM or like I never used it.
Yeah.
But my at the time girlfriend used it and everything was just pap, which meant, or I think pap, yeah, post a picture and then of feet. Everyone was just trying to get her to send them pictures of her feet.
Give me toe pics.
Okay, yeah, but were they nice toes. Feet?
Huh?
Were they nice feet?
Does she have nice feet? Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, I'm not like one of those foot fetishists.
Yeah.
Although, I did my research because I was very concerned one day. A couple of videos showed up in my recommended on a site. And I was like, why would that be there? So I looked it up and I guess the area where like your feet like processing, I don't know what it is in your mind, is like right next to the sexual part. And if you know anything about like how brains work, the synapses, I believe is the correct term, can be rewired.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy for those to kind of get like crossed a little bit. And once there's a little connection, it's easier for it to get stronger and stronger.
Oh no.
So I believe, I could be talking out of my ass here, but this is what I remember, that's how some people are just like really turned on my feet because it's right next to it. And sometimes the brain's like, wait, we like feet like that?
Like, oh yeah.
I think we like feet like that.
Weird.
I'm not a foot guy. For me, it's all about the foreheads.
More stuff.
Yeah, like a nice, like 2-inch forehead. I know none of that 4 or 5-inch bullshit.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a big fan of earlobes.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on in this podcast?
Oh, dangling.
Nice earlobes.
Psychopath shit. Speaking of psychopaths, there's a new show on Netflix. Well, it's not new.
Well, it's a season 2, right?
It's old. I've just recently discovered it, and it's all over social
fucking
media.
Fucking bandwagoner, asshole.
Yeah, bandwagoner. Mm-hmm. It's called You, and if you've never seen it before, without spoiling anything, it's pretty much about a guy.
Wait, it's not about me?
His name's Joe.
Why is it called You, then?
His name's Joe.
I haven't watched You. Have you watched You?
Well, I watch You all the time.
Okay, well, I like I haven't you, watched you watching though. Me.
Pretty, so, You's about me?
Pretty much. Joe.
I'm not Joe.
So, Joe Mama.
Oh, he's got Joe.
You know Joe Mama, but not Chuck Testa?
Oh, my God. Do you know Candace? Candace dick fit in your mouth. Anyways.
Please continue.
Joe is the main character of the thing, and pretty much he's a psycho. Wow. He's a psychopath, and he's obsessed with over a girl, and pretty much the show is about all these things he'll do for her being the you, and then it's like all the things he does, some might come back and bite him in the ass, some don't, like stuff like that. I don't know. It's about a psychopath and how he obsesses over
yeah.
people.
TJ was saying that he like he doesn't really he's not really aware of how creepy he is.
Yeah.
He said at one point he was kind of like romanticizing about like doing something for this girl and like being like, you know, like the manly man hero type thing. And then mm-hmm. it kind of like panned out to like the outside perspective and he's just jacking off in a bush outside yeah. of her house or something.
Yeah.
yeah.
So
yeah.
it's like
that's why I haven't watched it yet.
He's.
I don't want to watch people jacking off in a bush.
On TJ's behalf when he's not
yeah.
here.
Yeah. The show's very well done in the sense that you watch what the characters do, but you have this outside perspective because he always is narrating the story. Mm-hmm. So he's always talking about what he's thinking. He'll be having a conversation with,
yeah.
like, I'll be having a conversation with Quentin. And yeah. at the same time, my narrator voice is speaking what I'm thinking as I'm talking to you.
Right. So is the interesting thing that his narrative is almost never what the audience is feeling? Like, he's like, oh, like, I'm like so nice to this girl and all this shit. And you're like, dude, like, you're being a creep kind of thing? Or?
Yes and no. It's to me, how I've been interpreting it, and it's kind of, it's weird in a sense because I starting to think a little bit more like that. It's like things you're actually thinking about versus what you're actually saying. It's like, oh yeah, Quentin, that hat is really nice. In the meantime, my head's saying, what a fucking idiot. Why is he wearing a hat okay. like that? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
it's stuff like that. So
was that your way of telling Quentin you didn't like his hat?
No, it's not. I use
it. Is this show even real? Or did you just make it up just to chirp my head?
No. But yeah, it's just like you get this outside perspective and you just, I don't know. It's making me more aware about myself and outside
so you think
stuff.
You think that one day you might be jacking off outside of someone's house in a bush?
Yeah, you need to go watch the show because you're missing the whole point of this. But yes, probably.
No, I think I get it.
Yeah.
You're a creep.
I don't know. It's making me more aware.
More conscious of
yeah, conscious.
How you...
I don't know. It's weird. I don't know if that's
more
the message.
So you think other people are jacking off in bushes outside of
correct.
Your house?
There's one. Yeah. I can literally see the one right now.
Yeah.
In
our studio.
In your tree. Over there in the corner of the room.
Whoa, you can see.
That's why TJ's not here.
Jeff, get out of the corner, you stupid idiot.
Whoa.
All right, we can continue.
Scott, we all know that you're the idiot, so you don't have to project.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
you're one of three now, you suck.
Yeah, like, we haven't tested Jeff yet, so he might not be an idiot.
Yeah, for real, though, that whole thing sounds kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's a good show. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. There's two seasons. I'm almost done the second season. I started on, like, Saturday, so that's cool.
Oh, my God. Damn, you just...
Yeah.
Drank that.
That's great. Yeah.
Just downed it.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of fucked up things, Quentin.
It's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
What do we got this week in fucked, Q-Tip?
This week in fucked. This is a story that I guess originally happened in July 2018, but then the results of the trial, the case, was just announced at the beginning of December, and I guess... something has happened just today. I'm just hearing about, I guess, 2 hours ago. So, yeah, let's get into it. So,
hold on. What's today's date so people are...
January 2nd.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So, back in July 2018, a New York police officer, Michael Reynolds, he was at a bachelor party. And so, his whole stag, they had an Airbnb booked out. And they went night out of town, heavy drinking. Mm-hmm. And he came home, blackout drunk. He broke in to a black woman's home.
Okay.
Kicked down the door and just started, like, harassing these people, like, her family. Like, she had four kids, two of them under 10.
Okay.
Started, like, using the N-word liberally and just, like, gave these people a terrible night. And, yeah, so he, for all that, for terrorizing these people in this racially charged way, he got 2 weeks in jail and 2 years of probation, and the attorney of this woman was furious because he didn't get fired from NYPD.
Oh, he still stayed on?
Yes. Okay. So people are really mad about that. But then I guess just 2 hours ago, he resigned with no severance, no nothing, no benefits. So, I'm not sure if he really resigned or if he got let go or whatever.
He probably got pushed out.
Yeah, like, they probably pressured him to resign.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the past, the, police departments across the states, they haven't been, they haven't punished this stuff like they probably should. You know, they've always been lackadaisical. So I doubt they actually terminated him. Like, but
that's some pretty fucked up shit, though. You said he was blackout, fucked up, right? Because like, he was some demons.
Yes, and he was off duty. Yeah. Like that was a big thing because like most of these people are like, oh well, he's just defending the people. These cops, like, oh well, you know.
I mean, another thing that you could argue, and this is a dumbass argument, but I'm gonna make it anyway. He wasn't in uniform, so like he wasn't representing the NYPD at the time, right?
Yes.
But at the same time, it's like, I mean, he works there. Do you really want someone who's going to do that working for you?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I don't think
that's why I said my argument was stupid, because it's a very easy counter-argument. But
yes, he doesn't represent them at the time he's doing it, but the moment you know who he is, he's representing them.
Yes. One thing I do want to say about that is, so he did that, and the neighbors, like, they all saw that. Saw that, like, okay, we're calling the cops on you guys.
He's
and
like, I bet you I am the cops.
Well, okay, I should mention that this was in Nashville and he's from New York.
Okay.
So it wasn't exactly his jurisdiction or anything.
Yeah.
But
not exactly.
So one of the people he was partying with, I guess he worked with them back in NYPD. And like when the neighbors were yelling at him, he took the neighbors aside, like, okay, we're in NYPD. Don't make this a big deal. Like, nobody, this doesn't need to become a thing. So, so you said, like, they weren't representing them, but, like, he literally used it as, he pulled that card out. So then aren't they representing that? And I think, like, anyone who does something like that, probably, like, something violent and just so dickish and not necessary.
You said that this was in Nashville, but he's from New York.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that this was, like a racist crime, like targeted against these people? I mean, obviously he was throwing the N-word around, so that's racist right there. But do you think, because like he didn't know that black people lived there when he broke in, right?
I don't think so. From what it sounds like he stumbled into the wrong house.
Oh,
but
yeah, but then he
kicks down a door. Like that's not okay. And like
that's messed up. And that's why I quit drinking.
Yeah,
so now it won't be until February until I do something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so yeah, that's my This Week in Fucked, which I guess unfortunately isn't very current as it happened.
No, it's still
a year and a half ago.
If there's just been something that happened today, that's I mean not today. Yeah. The time people hear this,
because I guess 12,000 people signed a petition advocating that he be fired, and I guess like protesters and activists like were picketing in front of the NYPD station, so.
Right.
I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. So, I guess it's good that a guy like that isn't in uniform anymore. But it does kind of go to show that, like, these cops, they are subject to these anger problems. Like, people always say, they're in danger, you know, protecting everyone, so they're just protecting themselves. Yeah. But no, like, they have these deep-seated
issues. There are scummy people in all walks of life. Like, you always hear the stories of the senator was touching kids or, you know, whatever it may be, but don't. But like, you never hear about like the homeless people or whatever, like the lower people doing shit like that, just because who fucking cares, right? People always want to cut down the people above them. But so, I mean, yeah, like literally everywhere there's people doing fucked up shit. It's just that when it's someone of authority or something, people are like, oh my God, the world is fucked.
Yeah, exactly. So
I thought I heard that door open. That's why I was looking.
You didn't lock it?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Joe's so there is someone jacking off in the tree. Thanks, Scott.
I told you, Jeff is sitting over in that tree. No, I did. I thought someone was coming in, then you hit me and it startled the crap out of me. I was like, holy crap, I'm about to die.
In the chest.
Like I said, I'm in my own head buff, right now. Define
pectorals.
Yeah, I need to go to the gym.
Give me a man boner.
Man, okay, yeah, so that was my This Week in Fucked. Bit of a bummer.
Yeah, I'm fucking down now. Let's do a fucking Mad Libs.
Get
my energy up here.
Mad Libs? Okay.
I want one little thing to say.
Okay.
Did you guys know that this year has 366 days?
Yes.
Leap year.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Didn't know that till this morning.
Okay, when was the last year that had it, Scott?
I don't know.
When was the next year that's going to have it?
I don't know.
It's every 4 years, man.
I didn't know that until just the other day. Did a trivia game. What?
Boom. He's older than me and still didn't know that. I'm learning more stuff before him.
What? It's every year technically has 365.25, and I mean, that number's not accurate either, but...
Weird.
Yeah.
Your beard's weird.
Beard's weird.
You got a weird beard.
Actually,
beard
that number guy. Might be exactly accurate. I don't know. But yeah, it's one every 4 years.
So where's the extra day come in?
February 29th.
Neat.
Are we explaining the concept of a leap year?
Of a fucking leap year right now, yeah. And if you're born on February 29th on a leap year, it's always like, when do you celebrate your birthday? The 28th or March 1st? Because your birthday doesn't fucking exist.
Wait, people have February. Oh, that's sick.
There's actually a headstone or tombstone, whatever you want to call it, in our cemetery here that has a death date of February 29th.
Oh, shit.
I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Crazy.
I wonder if I have any
if that
friends.
Wasn't a leap year, that person wouldn't have died.
Yeah. See, all that
because that day wouldn't have existed. They would still be alive.
I wonder if I have any friends that have a birthday on February 29th. That's so
it's
cool.
It's super rare.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
Wait, when were the last... Common. So the last leap year would have been 16, then 12, then... 2008, then 2004. There's a possibility I have a friend. So 2000, there would have been it was a leap year.
Yeah.
So I have a possibility.
I'm upset that you had to go down by fours to figure out that 2000 is a multiple of four, but it's okay.
Yeah, I could have just divided it by five. You're right.
No.
No, definitely not.
4 by 5.
It's okay, man. I'm just making fun of you and I sound like a dick. I'm sorry. I love you.
Well, no, dividing the. Shut up.
What do you got?
Okay, so. I figured
no time to think, just speed round.
Okay, this Mad Lib kitchen inspection.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, Scott, hit me with a plural noun.
He doesn't know what plural or noun is.
I know what plural means. That means I have to add an S on the end of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cans, okay. All right, adjective, Brandon.
Don't know what that is.
I don't.
Hairy.
I can't all remember right. grade 10. English
okay,
class.
Adjective, Scott.
Which one's an adjective?
Describing word.
Oh, God. Pretty.
Pretty. Okay, sorry. These words don't have to describe me.
Okay.
God. Hairy and pretty.
Yeah, because you have big hairy cans.
Oh, yeah. I'm known for my big hairy cans. Okay, part of a body, plural.
Cans.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Cans twice.
Okay, adjective, Scott.
Stinky.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Animal plural.
Fishes.
This is going to be terrible.
Is it fish? Is fish plural of fish?
Yeah, so fish is a plural of fish, but then I think you can talk about like species of fishes. So if you're talking about like different species of fish, then like okay. Oh, the fishes.
I'm sorry for
that. I think we'll go with fish.
We'll go with fish.
Okay. All right. And animal plural, Scott.
Tigers.
Tiger.
That's what I was going to do in my first one. That's so weird. Oh, neat. Is it just like the tiger?
Plural noun.
Tires. Why was that so
tires?
Hard?
Tires?
Yeah.
Tires. I dead ass thought you said tigers again. I'm like, Jesus Christ. This is going to be terrible.
I mean, that's a noun, right? So
it is, but it would be terrible reading Mad Lib. The tigers and the tigers. Mm-hmm. One fought the other tigers.
Next.
Okay, celebrity, Scott.
Selena Gomez.
Okay.
Tyga. That would have been funny.
Terrible. With a Y.
Why? Who's?
Yeah, that's his name.
Tyga.
What's Tyga again? What does he do?
T-Y-G-A. He does music.
He does stuff.
I think he was with Iggy Azalea for a bit, but I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
He does stuff and things.
Oh, stuff and things? Okay. Does he do things and stuff?
Fuck me.
Noun.
None.
A nun.
That's a proper noun, right? I think I did this exact one last time.
Yeah, no, it's Quentin's a good one.
Like, oh, that's a proper noun, you fucking bitch.
Type of bird.
A hawk.
Nice.
Ooh.
That's a bird.
I was going to do a blue jay, and I didn't want that.
Yeah.
Noun. Yeah, we don't want to be copyrighted.
Mushroom.
Mushroom, okay.
I'm liking this story. It's coming. We're getting more creative here.
Yeah, it's coming
together.
Blanket.
Fuck.
All right. Type of liquid. That's the Brandon.
Semen.
Semen.
Obviously.
Okay. People manning a ship.
Wait,
aren't
can
liquid.
You change it?
Yeah, I haven't.
Daddy's cummies.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck's sakes.
Okay.
All
right. Going on it.
Plural noun, Scott.
Wait, we're still going?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We are barely three quarters.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Bottles.
Bottles.
Faster.
Okay.
Faster speed.
Down.
Tit.
Fuck.
Why?
Tip or tit?
Tit. No, I like tip better.
Tip of what, though? That's not a noun.
Something greasy.
Fries.
Should have said tit.
Shut up.
Something healthy.
Don't say it.
Kale.
Kale, okay.
It's going to be greasy kale, I know it.
Yeah.
Adjective.
Funny.
Eh, unlike you. Cool. Oh, I got him. All right, that's it.
All right, Quentin, read this shit.
Oh, hey, I earned a badge in the Mad Libs.
Fuck your badge. Fuck your badge, bitch. Let's go.
That's so mean.
Fuck okay. Your badge. I don't care about
kitchen
your badge.
Kitchen inspection. All right. Inspectors from the State Department of Health and Cans came here today to inspect the hairy kitchen and make sure that our pretty cooks were washing their cans before preparing our stinky meals and that there are no little fish or tigers running around in the kitchen and spreading tires. They checked the lunch... They checked the lunch prepared by our dietitian, Selena Gomez. We had spaghetti and nun balls. On Tuesdays, we have boiled hock with rice. On Wednesdays, we have a choice of mushroom soup or a blanket omelet with daddy's gummy sauce.
I love that mushroom was soup. That's so perfect.
That worked, and then we had a nice daddy's gummy sauce. Okay.
Daddy's gummies.
Oh.
Okay, fuck.
All right, the inspector found a lot of...
There's more?
Oh, yeah. The inspector found a lot of bottles in the salad and said that there's too much tit in the milk.
That worked.
Oh, that kind of works. Okay. In the future, we'll have less fries to eat and more kale, but I bet it will still taste funny.
Wow, that was a good story. I liked it.
Wow. Yeah. I really had a good arc. I felt like...
Holy fuck. I don't have the energy to continue this podcast today. No.
New to the characters.
Everyone's dead. I'm actually like falling asleep.
I did fall asleep during that.
I'm not falling asleep due to the fact that Quentin's story was super boring. I'm falling asleep due to the fact that I'm literally just dying of sickness.
Yeah.
Are you dying?
Me too, bro.
Can you do a little faster?
Yeah, I can do this outro super fast. Hey guys, if you like the podcast today, leave a like and follow the podcast. Send us some questions at theblowbackpodcast@gmail.com. And if you like Brandon, maybe go follow him on Instagram. You know, he needs some self-confidence boost this week.
When are new episodes?
Pardon me?
When are new episodes?
New episodes come out every Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard
6 a.m., 9 Eastern. Yeah,
yeah, I was right. Yeah. You messed me
but
up.
You got to say 6 a.m.
Yeah, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 Mountain Standard Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's all we got.
That's all we got. Yeah, Quentin, you got anything to say?
No, fuck what he has to say.